When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Because every time we touch,
I've got the invite coming.
Yep, because every time we kiss, I swear I could fly. Can't you feel my heart beat fast? I want this to last. Need you by my side. Why do I feel like you're going to make that the little, you're going to put that at the beginning of the audio now?
It was super necessary.
God, Eric, my God!
Unbelievable! Just like that! Done and done! You gotta be kidding me! You gotta be kidding me!
You can't say much other than wow.
How you doing, mate?
Very good.
Good, mate, you?
Not bad, not bad at all.
Good, good.
I'm liking the growth. I'm liking the growth here. Looking good.
I'm trying to be like you, boys.
don't be like me. You won't like, get anything here. Not on like, shit, don't copy me, honestly. thanks for joining us, mate. Looking forward to chatting with you. We'll jump right into it. So, first thing we always ask anyone, first time on a podcast, nice and simple, how did you get started in MMA?
Pretty boring story, really. Nothing like, I'd love to tell you an exciting story, like I got bullied in school and then I've turned it all around on them, but it's nothing like that. Basically, my mate, Jamie, was going down to Blackledge MMA. Before he was my mate, and then we got chatting about it, and I said, oh, I'll have a go with that, and then I went down and tried it, and that was that.
And as he's saying, here we are.
We are now.
did you have any like reservations about it at all, or was it just you seen it first time and that was it, you were sold?
Well, I'd seen bits and bobs like on the internet. I remember I used to watch clips of like John Jones and Anderson Silva. Like, I'd never get up and watch a card, or I wouldn't even have known where to watch a card. I'd just see these guys popping up on Facebook every now and then. And I just thought, sounds like a bit of rough and tumble. I'll go have a go with that.
how long was it after you started that you actually took up competition with it?
I probably trained on and off, like I'd go for a week, then I'd go missing for two, then I'd go for two, missing for one. Probably done that for about a year until I then thought, you know what, I'm going to give it a proper go. I reckon I've been doing it about 18 months to 2 years when I had my amateur debut.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've just kept the ball rolling ever since then, really.
And just fell in love with it over time.
Pretty much, mate. It obsessed my mind pretty much every minute of every day.
Yeah. Obviously, so your last fight, obviously, at that point in time, it was the fastest finish. I think it's hard for the fastest finish. How good did that feel, like getting that, but also getting over the opponent who I think was talking quite a bit before it, weren't he?
he had a lot to say before, not a lot after. Yeah, it was good. You know, it couldn't have gone any better. Like I've said it loads, it really could not have gone any better. If every single fight I had could go like that, I'd snatch your hand off. But they're not going to.
Yeah.
It's good. Got people talking. Put the spotlight on me a bit. It's done nothing but boost my stock, really.
Yeah. Would you expect him more from Pav? Because obviously he's a good fighter himself. Obviously fighting out of a top gym as well. Was he like a game plan that you had going in with him?
Yeah, I didn't think he'd come out as scrappy as he did.
Sorry, mate. Lads, just standing.
Just give me a fright.
I thought he was having a clutch of them.
I was just turned around. He's on my blind side and blinding my left eye. So I just turned around and he's there. An absolute fright. Hey, go on, mate. You go. Come on. Come on. Hey, I'll be back now.
Go on.
Hey, come on, mate.
Where was we on?
I don't know, completely lost train of thought there. Completely. Wasn't expecting that. We'll go on to the next question we had then. So, just wanted to get your thoughts on the division itself at the minute. Obviously, Colin Loughran has just been signed to the UFC. Who do you think should be contending for the vacant title with him gone?
Well, whether I think it or not, I think the fight that's probably going to go for the vacant title would be McEwen and Fletcher. I'm going to smoke this Italian next week, and then I would love to have first dibs on whoever wins. Because, you know what I mean, what's the point in doing it if you don't want to win the belt, if you don't want to be the champion? What is the fucking point? So, yeah, I reckon it's going to be pretty much guaranteed them two. They've done a bit of back and forth on social media. Cage Warriors seem to really be into this McEwen, giving him a big boost. So I think that'll be the one that comes to mind anyway. I'd be very surprised if it was different anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, no, like you say, I mean, both getting a lot of attention from Cage Warriors, especially. Do you think your name will be in the conversation at least with a win next week?
Yeah, I think when I win next week, I think it's only one or two fights away then, really.
Yeah,
especially if I get another finish. There's three finishes on the bounce in Cage Warriors. There's not many people that do that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
I am back. New pair of undies on.
I've just asked the third question, so you've come back at just the right time there.
Okay, where am I? I've lost everything now. I've lost my train of thought and everything. I think I come back. You mentioned there about two fights and Cage Warriors both finishes. Have you already asked that one? Or because
we didn't ask it, but he's sort of loose.
It was literally just how many more fights you believe you need to sort of stake a claim to the belt. But I think caught at the end there.
Like I say, I think if I get a finish, a good win this next weekend, I'm right up there, really. And like I say, I'd be very surprised if it's not Fletcher and McEwen for the vacant belt now that Loughran's gone. I'd love to have first dibs on the winner of that.
Yeah.
Are you not thinking that far ahead though? Like, obviously, you don't want to take any focus away from your opponent.
You've got to take it one fight at a time. But anyone that says they don't start thinking of stuff in the red and thinking of the next phase is just a liar.
Yeah.
We're humans, you know what I mean? Daydreaming, we're doing all this. It doesn't mean that you're not focusing. You're just thinking. That's all it is.
Does having that in mind now, like, you know, you're thinking in two or three fights, all going well, I could be fighting for the title. I know it can be a distraction to some people, but does that keep you motivated to stay on the track that, you know?
Yeah, most definitely. It's like, I'm not going to walk about and think, you know what, I think I might lose these next two. Then I'll have to rebuild. Like, no fighter thinks like that. no competitive fighter in these good divisions, things like that. We're going out to win every single time. And then we want the step up, the step up, the step up. Now, it doesn't always happen like that. Sometimes you might go all upset. That's just the nature of the beast. And if you can't accept that, then you shouldn't be doing the sport. But the aim's to win, 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 win.
Yeah.
So that's what drives me on, the feeling of winning.
Yeah, great. You still recovering now?
Well, slightly, yeah.
So with that in mind, then, you say you've got probably, hopefully, two fights, maybe three maximum. If you had three people in mind, who would you like to face before getting that potential call up to the UFC?
Well, I'd want to beat the best guys, really. So now Loughran's gone. I'd say Fletcher and McEwen. Obviously, if they fight for the belt, I want to fight either one of them. So you can throw both their names in. And I wouldn't mind finding that stocky American guy. What's he called? Arcas guy. Wilson Reese, is it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's got a fight on it. I think he's...
Yeah, I've seen it announced today. But, yeah. Yeah, I remember watching him on the New Year's Eve show and thinking, yeah, well, I wouldn't mind a bit of this.
Yeah. And now Nathan put his teammate in the mix as well, Gittins. Would that fight interest you?
You know what? I proper get on with Liam.
Yeah.
But obviously, it is what it is. I fought his brother when I was an amateur.
Yeah.
So ever since then, we've got on and we speak at shows and all that. But yeah, he's a top guy, man.
Yeah.
But we don't trade together, and if it happened, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Who out of them do you think would give you your toughest test? Obviously, with them being like the top bantamweights in cage warriors at the minute.
I think Fletcher, just because of his confidence. I don't think he'd get phased, and nothing phases him in there. I don't think. I obviously believe I've got the tools to beat anybody. But yeah, that's the answer to your question anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So obviously, back out next week, you're fighting, I'll try to pronounce his name, might go wrong, but Gianluca Scatoli. I think that's
good,
right.
Italian South accent, that.
I think that's what I heard of, isn't it? So there you go. Obviously, he's both coming in, fights both off the back of three wins. What kind of challenge does he pose for you?
Well, it's just another step up, really. He's got a bigger record than me, got more wins than me. I'm going into enemy territory fighting there. That'll be the first time experience for me, because I've always been the guy who's got the most fans or whatever. So I'm looking forward to being a villain this time around.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just experience, you know. Banking experience is a step up in competition. Like I say, he's got a bigger record than my last two opponents. He's got more wins than me. So, yeah, it makes sense, really.
Yeah.
What do you think's more daunting, if that's the right word, but having a debut on a show that you haven't been on before, like he is, or going into enemy territory like you are?
I was quite nervous when I made my Cage Warriors debut. Just not nervous, but everything is just new, you know.
Yeah.
Like the rigmarole, and you only get your gloves an hour before you fight, and blah blah blah, and it just sort of throws you off that little tiny bit. And obviously, I got through that. But so we'll see. I'm looking forward to fighting behind enemy lines. I hope I get booed. I hope they try and spit on me. I hope they throw beer in the cage after I win, and I drink that. I don't mind. I'm looking forward to that.
Fair enough. So you touched on it there. Your first time fighting outside the UK, getting to go to Rome for the fight. You've just kind of mentioned it there, but like, how much are you looking forward to it? Even if they do start spitting at you.
Yeah, mate. I'm buzzing for it, you know. I'm just going to soak it all in. All the experience. We fly out on Thursday. obviously, first time I'll be going on, getting on a plane to go and have a fight. It's like you're getting flown to Rome to have a fight.
Yeah.
You've got paid for. It's like, you know what I mean? When you think of all the history Rome's got with the Colosseum and all that, you sit back and think about it for a second, it's like, wow, this is pretty fucking mad, really.
Yeah.
I'm glad. I'm really glad I'm getting the experience, the chance to do it anyway.
Yeah. It's like the original fight capital in it, the Colosseum and that.
It's like gladiator shit in it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Tasty, yeah. Obviously, tell us a bit about this camp, you know, and the people that's making the big differences for you in it.
Well, so when I'm at home now, I spend majority of my time at SBG Rochdale under Stapeser. He's doing wonders for my all-round MMA game, really. Footwork, the way I'm putting it together. Yeah, really happy with the positive impact he's had on my career since I've met him and been going to his gym. And I spend quite a bit of time going up to Scotland, training at a higher level under James Doolan as well. That Matt is just ridiculously talented. From not even just the top guys, like the early amateurs are fucking amazing as well.
It's crazy.
So it's like you're constantly evolving when you're up there as well. James is just a top guy, top coach. Love the way he structures his sessions and stuff. Makes it easy to soak all the details in. So yeah, it's going really well, and I'm really happy with how I'm doing.
Yeah.
So we were going to ask you about higher level there. I'd seen it on your Instagram, and you know, like you say, the team that they've got there is ridiculous at the minute. And you know, you see someone like Dylan Tooth. The performance he put on against Conor Hughes last week was unbelievable. So I mean, for you to get where have you been? How long have you been going up to higher level for?
I went in the build up to when I fought Pav. I went up with it, yeah, because obviously we're real grappling Manchester, and that's real grappling Scotland. So we was affiliated through that. And James has been up to our gym, you know, doing seminars and stuff. So that's how we got to meet him. So I went down, tried some training, and then I just thought I need to start doing more training rather than working and then just train at night. So when I go there, I go on either a Monday or a Sunday morning, stay till like Thursday. After the Thursday morning session, and I'm getting like a good 10 sessions in them 3 or 4 days. And you stay in the gym, just fully focusing on the training, no distractions, and I feel it's doing the world of good.
Yeah. When you're down there, who are you moving around with? Are you moving around with like Lorenzo and Logan and all that, or?
Lorenzo, Logan, Kierhav, just all of them really, without the weight difference being fucking ridiculous, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've not been folded up by Paul Craig out. I'm a midget and he's a fucking giant.
sure that'll come at some point, though. Yeah. He's moving down, so he's going towards you, isn't he?
Yeah.
We'll have to go out to flyweight.
You're looking forward to Paul's fight tomorrow?
Yeah, it's always good having the England cards on, innit? Or even just European ones where they're not on at fucking 10:00 in the morning.
Yeah.
that's the main buzz, isn't it, really, first and foremost.
Yeah, definitely.
But I am looking forward to it. There's plenty of people on the card, you know, that I've seen at regional shows throughout the years now and stuff, because I've been hanging about for a little bit now.
Yeah.
I've got to ask you, are you surprised that you didn't actually make Lerone and Nathaniel, considering on the same card as well?
Yeah, especially with them, they were going back and forth on Twitter as well, weren't they?
Over
something. I don't really know the details of what it was, but I don't think they were very happy with each other, so we could have had a good all UK grudge match there. So I think the matchmakers missed a trick with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, you're right. right, last question for you then, mate. Got to ask, we are suckers for nicknames on here. And we've got to ask, Mighty Mole, where did that nickname come from?
You still there?
Hello?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, but you're coming back on now. 1 second. There we go. Where was I?
go on, quick, go again.
Yeah, so we're just saying, this the last question we have for you. So we were a sucker for the nickname on here. Love learning all about the Mighty Mole. Where did that come from?
again, this is just a complete and utter story of nonsense. so basically, right, you see that there?
Yeah.
So all the way through school, I used to get called Mole Man, Austin Powers, Mole with a stick and all that bollocks. And then the name Mole just stuck, so all my mates call me Mole. That's just what my nickname is sometimes around where I live with all my pals. So then I was thinking, trying to think of a nickname for ages. I knew what I was thinking, called the Killer Kelly. And I was like, nah, it's fucking too serious for me that I'm not really serious. I just sat there thinking one day and I thought, oh, fuck it, I'll be the Mighty Mole. And that was it, mate. That's it.
I love it. Lean into it, like just embrace it.
Yeah, so all my boys think who let them all out and stuff like that on a Friday. You know what I mean?
So, that's class.
Sounds like a heroic animation I'd like to watch, to be honest with you.
No, I love it. Embrace it, like just. It's just a laugh, isn't it? But yeah, that's class. I love it.
It's funny, isn't it? It's funny. So obviously, I started it a bit ago. And now, obviously, I'm getting into these promotions that have got more eyes on them and stuff. And everyone asks me all the time. And I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Why did I do this?
Yeah, why? Why can't I just be serious once in the last?
Should have stuck to the killer.
Yeah. I'm just there scowling at everyone.
Yeah. I think he landed there. Oh, there we go. I thought we'd lost him again then.
Wow. Still there. I think he's still there.
He's got shit Wi-Fi, isn't he?
I'm not too sure, to be honest with you. You keep like jumping and moving everywhere. maybe that's the power of the Mighty Mole, isn't it? Can just move around fast.
Some frequency coming off him all.
like I say, mate, that was everything we have for you. So, just as a final word, what can fans expect when the cage closes next week?
Fans can expect fast pace, all action, hunting for a finish.
Nice.
Short and sweet. Looking forward to it. Yeah, well, look, best of luck, mate. We can't wait to see you in action, get that win, and hopefully, you know, put your name a bit closer to that title contention. But as I say, best of luck. Hope it's a great experience for you, but more importantly, get that W.
Thank you very much, boys.
Come in with a cape for us. Embrace that Mighty Mole. Come in with a cape.
Right, well,
Yeah, all good.
No idea if you can hear me.
We can hear you. We've just got you stuck on like smiling and laughing, so that's good.
Oh, he's gone. Few Wi-Fi issues at the end there, but we were over anyway. So that was a good laughter.
Yeah,
I enjoyed that. But yeah. There was Sam eventually, which is great. So yeah, thanks everyone for tuning in and for all the questions you gave us as always.
That one had everything, jump scares, comedy, with you.
I know, yeah. Full trifecta of just Ah, that was an experience, that one. but yeah, thanks everyone for tuning in.
This is the greatest. I love it.
It was super necessary.
Go now.